community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm joined on the phone by Nat Hudson, the press officer for Indie Tracks, which is taking place in Derbyshire in July. Good afternoon, Nat.
Hi.
Hello there. Firstly, just tell us about yourself a little bit. How did you get involved with Indie Tracks in the first place?
So basically, I'm one of the organisers of Indie Tracks. It first started in 2007, and it was thought up by a guy called Stuart Mackey, who used to work at the railway restoring trains there. He was a big indie pop fan, and had seen other kind of music events being held at the railway, and thought, why don't we try and do something with indie pop? So he did a first a one night event. First of all, I think it was in April 2007. Which was just sort of like 100 people or so. It went really well, completely sold out, and so he then decided to make it into a weekend festival. So the first Indie Tracks was in the summer of 2007. A lot smaller than it is now. We didn't have the kind of main outdoor stage or any of the sort of catering and other things that we have, but still went really well. And basically how I got involved is that he wanted somebody to kind of help out, I suppose, with promoting and publicising the festival. So I got involved from the year after, so from 2008, along with another person called Emma Hall, who sort of did all the artwork and design. And I've just continued to be involved since then, really. And I initially started out helping on the sort of publicity side. I now do that, but I also help with organising the festival, booking bands, choosing bands. So, yeah, it's great. Over the years, I've sort of my role's developed and I've got involved in every aspect of the festival,
yeah,
I guess.
Your title is the press officer. And it sounds like a little bit of a cooperative that there's lots of people doing lots of things.
Yeah.
As long as everything gets done, that's the main thing, really.
Yeah, there's a team. There's a sort of a core team of five of us who do all the kind of booking and booking of bands. And sort of, you know, the main sort of promotion work, really. And then we have people who help out with specific things. There's a lady called Claire who helps out with all the sort of artwork and design. Another lady called Emma who looks after all our volunteers as well. And then the Midland Railway staff do a huge amount of work for the festival. Mm. I mean, basically, they do all the kind of local liaising with the council. You know, making sure all the stages are booked, making sure that, you know, all the real ale is stocked in the bar. So they do all the real work, really. We just sort of get to kind of book bands that we like. So it's a massive team effort. There's lots and lots of people involved. Mm.
Let's look at this year's event. There's over 50 bands that have been announced already, including, have all the headliners been announced now? Is that right?
They have, yeah. So we've got Cinerama on the Friday night. Pain to Being Pure at Heart headlining on Saturday, and then the Go Team on Sunday. So quite a diverse range, really, which we're really pleased about.
Yeah, there's how many stages are there actually? Because looking into Indie Tracks, it's quite different from a lot of other festivals, because you have some quirky little venues on the site that bands play in, some very small places.
Yeah, so we've got four stages. So we've got the big outdoor stage, which is more like a conventional stage that you would see at other festivals. We've got an indoor stage, which is actually a big old sort of railway shed, but you wouldn't know it to be inside it. That's kind of quite a conventional stage. And then we've got two sort of unusual ones. So one of our stages is actually an old railway men's church. Mm. And it's really lovely. It's such a beautiful sound in there. So that's one stage. And then another stage is a train stage, which is actually a steam train itself. And bands play on the train as it goes up and down the tracks. Which is amazing, really.
How many people can get on? So people can get on the train with the band, and it goes up and down the tracks.
Yeah, so I'd say because they go with a sort of luggage part where there are no kind of fixed seating, so that we can get as many people in there as possible. Yeah. I'd say probably around 50 or 60 people can get in there. Or you can just, if you want to, you can just kind of take a seat in the seated area and just sort of listen to the music filtering down the train as you, you know, and there's a bar on the train as well, so people get their pint of real ale and they sort of travel along the track and listen to bands, which is not a bad way to spend an afternoon, really, is it?
No, it sounds fantastic. I mean, overall, it is quite a small festival, isn't it? What's the total capacity?
It's about 1,500, and we couldn't, you know, if we wanted to be any bigger, we couldn't go any bigger because we just couldn't fit any more people on the site, you know.
Wow.
That's the max that it can go up to. So, yeah, it's the main Swanwick site at the Midland Railway. Yeah. That's where it's held.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame in a way, because I would imagine that the demand for a festival like this is probably quite high.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think for us, really, it feels about the right size. And I think because we can keep it at that size, it means that it never gets too big. People still, it's still got that kind of community atmosphere, I think. We get a lot of people who come back every year, and it's so nice to see people that you recognise. And it's almost like an annual catch-up with all the friends that you don't get a chance to see for the rest of the year. So I think we've got it just right, to be honest. I'm not sure we'd want to get any bigger.
Yeah, for the size of it, it does get a lot of accolades. And Time Out have declared you to be the 44th best festival in the world, which is, at first you think, oh, wow, 44, is that all? But then when you consider how many thousands of festivals there are now, I mean, you know, even in the UK there are thousands of festivals. Yeah, that's a nice accolade, really.
Yeah, no, it's quite lucky, really. I think it's just because of the sort of, it's quite unusual because it is on a steam railway, and we really do sort of integrate the steam trains into the festival. So, you know, we've got bands playing on the train. We, we have sort of volunteers from the railway who give people a guided tour of like the railway museum and different bits of the site if they want to do anything like that over the weekend, you know. So it's kind of, it's a bit of a two-in-one experience, really. You get educated about the steam trains whether you want to or not. Quite funny.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I mean, Time Out actually describe it as festival heaven for duffel coat salesmen, which I'm not sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I suppose it's it gives it certainly a unique selling point, which is good. Is there anyone that you're, and this is a horrible question to ask an organizer, but I'm going to go for it anyway, is there anyone you're particularly looking forward to seeing this year from the bands?
It's hard because I've booked quite a lot of the bands this year.
I know. It's horrible to choose. Really, it's like asking to choose your favourite child. But
there's a few, yes. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing the Gay Team on Sunday night because we've been trying to get them for such a long time. And, finally the timing was right. So I think they're just such an energetic band. They always put on really good live shows. So really looking forward to seeing what they bring to Indie Tracks. Yeah. Year Off Charles as well. I'm very excited about. I'm a massive... massive Eros fan, so looking forward to him. The Waste Pictures as well, who are playing on the indoor stage, are probably one of our favourite bands at the moment. Right. So I think that'll be really great. And then there's a lot of kind of smaller people in the church as well. Mm. So people like Raleigh Long, Emma Cooper, who used to sing with a band called Standard Fair. She's doing a set there. I think she's going to be really good. So yeah, lots of, it's just a real range actually from the smallest bands up to the headliners, actually. I think there's lots of people I'm looking forward to seeing. Unfortunately, I don't really get to see that many bands over the weekend because I'm usually just sort of running around and trying to find people's keyboards.
That is the problem. You know. I mean, you spend all year persuading bands you love to get involved in the festival, and then you're running around with a clipboard and walkie-talkie, and that must be kind of a... Hopefully, people are recording lots of it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I always manage to kind of at least pop in for one song on the bands that I do like. And then usually by the end of the day, I'm okay to watch the headliners. Most of the work...
Everyone's kind of given up by the end of the day. Exactly. Just relax a bit more.
Yeah, even the railway staff are relaxed by that.
That's good. How much of a rest do you have when the festival finishes before you start planning the next one?
It's the last weekend in July. We always have, you know, 2-3 months off where we just sort of regroup, and it's nice not to have to tackle with spreadsheets every weekend. But I think towards the end of the year, just before Christmas, we start to think about headliners, because that's who we usually start with. And then once Christmas is over, we start to approach those bands, because they can take quite a long time to get booked, because you often have to do sort of lots of negotiating and back and forth with agents and so on. We get a good few months off. It's not too bad. We're all doing it on top of day jobs as well, obviously. So.
That's right, yeah. Well, we won't focus on your time off yet, obviously, because you've got a couple of months to go yet. But, Nat, thank you very much for having the time to talk to us today. We're looking forward to sending our own team up to the festival for the first time this year, so we're looking forward to that. And maybe we get a chance to have a chat with you on the day.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.